Hey, everybody. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out our other great shows and content on Patriots.com. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back to Do Your Part. I am your host, Angelique Fisk, and I am the lifestyle editor of Patriots.com. Before we get into this episode, I have some light housekeeping. Actually, more of a highlighting, a gently pointing you in the direction of something pretty cool than housekeeping. February is Black History Month, and our Patriots social media accounts will be highlighting a different Black Patriots player who helped shape our franchise's history. We kicked it off with none other than Ron Burton, the Patriots' first draft pick in 1960. He was the first Patriot to rush for 100 yards in a game, but his legacy was truly built away from the field. He founded the Ron Burton Training Village right here in Massachusetts, where campers are mentored in education, social skills, morals, values, leadership, and fitness. It's a one-of-a-kind program to help kids and teenagers become the best versions of themselves. And that's Ron Burton's legacy. So much so that the Patriots' annual Community MVP Award is in his name. Now, these spotlights will be features on the Patriots' social media accounts, so make sure to keep an eye out. On this episode, I'm going to be kind of hitting the pause button. In the shadow of the Super Bowl is NFL honors. It's easy to fly right past this award ceremony with the big game waiting on the other side, but I want to dive in and brag about a few Patriots, if you all will just indulge me for a little bit. NFL honors is basically the Oscars of football. It's a real who's who. In a normal year, there are celebrities walking the red carpet. There are greats from across the league, past and present, and they are all there to celebrate the best of the best of the season. It's something special to see folks from around the NFL being recognized for what they've done, both on and off the field. This year, like everything else, of course, it looked different. The 10th annual NFL Honors was hosted on February 6th by Steve Harvey on the field of SoFi Stadium in LA, while guys streamed in from their homes around the country. Four Patriots, Richard Seymour, Devin McCourty, Matthew Slater, and Joe Cardona, were up for huge moments. And unfortunately, Richard Seymour was not inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and no other Patriot walked away with an award. With so much happening around the Super Bowl, these nominations may have been easy to miss. But we're going to linger here for a moment longer, because our guys deserve the recognition for what they stand for off the field. On this episode of Do Your Part, I'll be zeroing in on Devin, Matthew, and Joe. But you can hear more about Richard Seymour and the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction process on the latest episode of Pats from the Past, featuring none other than Ty Law. For the third year in a row, the Patriots nominated Matthew Slater for the Art Rooney Award. This award was introduced in 2014 and is named for Pro Football Hall of Famer and founding owner of the Steelers, Art Rooney, to celebrate sportsmanship in the game of football. Art Rooney Jr. said that his father always used to say, "Treat everybody the way you'd like to be treated. Give them the benefit of the doubt, but never let anyone mistake kindness for weakness." He took the golden rule and put a little bit of the North Side on it. Now, Matthew isn't from the North Side of Pittsburgh. He's a California kid who, despite being a 9-time Pro Bowler, a 9-time Patriots captain, and one of the best special team players of all time, he has never forgotten that golden rule. Everything Matthew does is rooted in faith, and he is someone who chooses to lead with love. Slate is the guy breaking down the Patriots' post-game huddle, win or lose, supporting his teammates through the good and the bad. He quietly and without much fanfare gives back to the New England community that has welcomed him and watched him grow. In 2017, Matthew won the Bart Starr Award, making him and his dad, Hall of Famer Jackie Slater, the first father-son duo to both win the award for outstanding character and leadership on the field and in the community. Our in-house media team caught the moment that he found out that he won the Bart Starr Award. And I want you all to hear that moment again, because it's just too pure.
Well, they set me up pretty good. You know, we have our Bible study on Mondays after the game. And I go into the Bible study, and there's like 60 guys in there and coaches. I'm like, man, we're about to have a good Bible study right now. This is going to be good. And then, you know, Jack's got the sheet that he usually has, and he goes through some things. And then his phone starts ringing.
Uh-oh, hold on 1 second. Hello?
Yeah. I'm hoping that you have Matt somewhere close by. I have a nice surprise for him.
Matt Slater?
Yes.
Can you tell, we have you on speakerphone, Ms. Starr. Can you tell everybody who you are?
Yes, this is Bart Starr's wife, Cherry.
And you wanted to make Matt an announcement today. He's right here, right with me.
Mrs. Starr, how you doing? This is Matthew.
have a nice surprise for you today, so I have the privilege of letting you know that you have been chosen by your peers, those in your room as well, for the BART Star Award, which will be presented to you this year at the Super Bowl Athletes in Action Breakfast.
Thank you so much. Wow. I don't even know what to say. I'm so humbled. I really, your husband, I know so much about him and what he stood for, and I'm blown away.
You can just hear the humility in Matthew's voice, and that is who he is through and through. Matthew is often calling the coin flip before games, serving as an ambassador between sides before kickoff. In normal years, after a crowd leaves the game, Matthew is bringing together both teams in a moment of unity. Circled up, he leads a group of players, coaches, and staff in a post-game group prayer, putting aside a hard-fought game to give thanks and appreciation to each other, wish safety and good health on all who competed, and ultimately creating goodwill. This year, Matthew was one of 8 finalists for the Art Rooney Award. And while ultimately Panthers quarterback Teddy Bridgewater walked away with the award, Matthew said on an episode of Patriots All Access that it was an honor to be nominated at all.
You know, it's really an honor for me. You know, I think about the game of football, it's a tremendous game, and there's so many great men that are ambassadors for our game. And I look around the league at all the fantastic players that we have, and it makes me think how blessed I am to be a part of this. And I just respect and love this game so much. My father taught me about this game, and the love I have for it came from him. But he told me to always respect your opponent and always to respect the game. And, you know, I see God's handiwork on display every week with the Julio Joneses and the Julian Edelmans and the Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, man, the Lord gifted that guy. And it's an honor for me to take the field with those men. It's an honor for us to represent this generation of footballers. And I'm very humbled that people would nominate me for such a prestigious award.
While Matthew will never brag about himself, his teammates will gladly do it on his behalf. We've got David Andrews, Devin McCourty, Dietrich Wise Jr., Jonathan Jones, and Joe Cardona talking about why he deserved this honor.
When I think about how the game should be played, I think about Matthew Slater.
Slate deserves the Sportsmanship Award because of everything he embodies, not only as a football player, but also as a man.
There's no human being that I've met yet in such a violent sport that has a big heart like he does.
He's one of those leaders who's been around for a while, and he just embodies what you want as a team captain, as an older guy, as a veteran, and a leader.
And there's no doubt that he would represent the Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award in the highest ideal possible.
He certainly is one of a kind. For the 5th year in a row, the Patriots nominated long snapper Joe Cardona for the Salute to Service Award. And while the honor ultimately went to Steve Cannon, the CEO of the Falcons' parent company, AMB Sports and Entertainment, Joe was a top 3 finalist. The Salute to Service Award started in 2011 and is given to the person who exemplifies what it means to honor and support members of the military community through exceptional efforts. Joe graduated from the Naval Academy in 2015 and has since moved up the ranks to lieutenant. In the beginning of his career, Joe spent football seasons pulling double duty, working at Gillette Stadium, going to practice, studying film like any other NFL player. But when his football work was done, he would drive down to the Naval Preparatory Academy in Newport, Rhode Island. While he's no longer pulling double duty every week, it wasn't the last time his two worlds would collide. Joe has hosted a slew of military reenlistment ceremonies and retirement ceremonies on the Gillette Stadium field, in the Patriots Hall of Fame, and even at joint practices in front of his Patriots teammates and the Jacksonville Jaguars. In 2019, he was even promoted to lieutenant in front of his teammates prior to the Patriots ring ceremony. Over his 6 seasons with the Patriots, Joe has visited military bases with the Patriots Foundation, hosting football clinics for kids on base, planted flags in Boston Common to honor lives lost in service for Memorial Day, and in 2017, he spearheaded an effort to give tickets to 150 military members for a game at Gillette Stadium. Coming from a military family, this is something that is very important to him.
Being a reserve officer, I know that there's a lot of similarity between football and the military in mindset, in accomplishing a mission, and achieving and developing as people.
Here we go.
It's not about who you are out here. It's just about everybody being out here and honoring those service members.
Finally, we've got the Walter Payton Man of the Year, which you've heard me talk about already. This is one of the most prestigious awards in the NFL, celebrating the player who exemplifies excellence in the community and on the field. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson was named the latest Man of the Year for his dedication to the Seattle community. From nearly weekly visits to Seattle's Children's Hospital, to his family's Why Not You Foundation. While Russell certainly earned this distinction, I think Devin McCourty deserves a moment here. Devin's work outside of football started with Tackle Sickle Cell, an initiative he and Jason began because sickle cell disease runs in their family. Since they started Tackle Sickle Cell, they have raised more than $1.7 million for research and advocacy through their annual casino night. And for an underfunded area like this, that is huge. More than that, they are shining a light on sickle cell disease, which helps remove the stigma associated with it. In the Boston sickle cell community, Devin has built long-standing relationships from doctors to patients. It's personal for him. This, as it turns out, was only the beginning. Devin does more than attach his name to a cause. He listens to those adversely impacted by disparity in all of its forms and amplifies those voices with his own, joining a chorus that is only made stronger by his addition. Through his continued work with the Players Coalition, Devin dove into education reform, criminal justice reform, systemic racism, and all the ways these are intrinsically intertwined. He, along with Robert and Jonathan Kraft, published an op-ed in the Boston Globe the day before Super Bowl 52, advocating for criminal justice reform in Massachusetts, backing a proposed bill that would change the minimum age kids can be charged in juvenile court from 7 to 12 years old. Devin advocated in front of the State House, and eventually the bill was signed into law. Devin rallied his teammates to speak on behalf of an education bill that would level the playing field for schools across the Commonwealth. They wrote an op-ed and spoke in front of the state legislature to close the budget gaps between affluent school districts and low-income school districts, which are home to primarily English as a second language students. Again, this bill was eventually signed into law. He has hosted a district attorney debate, a premiere for College Behind Bars, which is a documentary about incarcerated people earning college degrees and a program that has proven to decrease recidivism rates. Devin has been one of the most vocal patriots in the locker room, encouraging his teammates to donate to their Player Social Justice Fund, which donates money to grassroots organizations throughout New England dedicated to fighting racism and inequality in all forms. Since the pandemic began, Devin and Jason have raised money to buy tablets for students in need of technology for remote learning, donated to a Boston high school, and have been active in the Fill the Stadium initiative to help provide essential food, medical care, and support to kids and families in need throughout the pandemic. In 2019, Devin and Jason gave a graduation speech at their alma mater, Rutgers, and one of the highlights from that speech was Devin talking about what he wants his legacy to be. And when it comes down to it, it's not football that he's hope he's remembered for. It's things like this.
But people often speak about legacy. And when they mention our legacy, I sure hope they don't only mention football. I hope they talk about speaking for those who didn't have a voice. I hope they talk about raising awareness for sickle cell and being a part of the criminal justice reform in America. See, when chasing success, you never know where it'll take you. Ahead of you is a future you haven't seen yet. You don't know exactly what will inspire your soul, or maybe being here today is a part of that inspiration. Keep your eyes open and follow your heart.
Devin's work not only impacts the people he causes and supports, his example has also inspired his own teammates. And I'll let them take it from here.
Devin is truly a leader.
A guy who's been in the league for a long time. He's been playing at a high level for a long time. And he's been, you know, giving back to the community for a long time.
I think he exemplifies using your platform for good.
Devin. His heart is in a good place. He thinks, you know, what can I do more than just football? And he's always been that way.
The way he stands up for his ideals and what he believes in and the causes he cares about inspires us all to do the same.
He's the driving force in so much.
Everything he does, he puts his heart into it, and you can clearly see that.
So you just heard from Joe Cardona, Justin Bethel, David Andrews, and Jonathan Jones. And I think that's a good place to leave it for our four-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. Devin, Matthew, and Joe were up for the big moments during NFL Honors, and I want to take a moment to celebrate a couple of other moments before we move fully into NFL offseason mode here. The Ed Block Courage Award is an annual award given to NFL players on each team as voted by their teammates. The winners are role models of inspiration, sportsmanship, and courage. This year, the Patriots locker room voted for two winners for showing strength and grace in the face of great loss, James White and Devin McCourty. James and Devin both dealt with personal tragedy in 2020. James lost his father, Tyrone, suddenly in a car accident that also severely injured his mother. and Devin and his wife Michelle lost their third child, Mia, at birth. Both James and Devin, in spite of their grief, showed impossible strength, and their teammates showed their admiration with this award. Before the last week of the season, the Patriots beat writers vote on the Ron Hobson Media Good Guy Award. The award is given to the player who makes himself available to media and goes above and beyond with his obligations of talking to reporters. In his first year as a Patriot, Cam Newton was named the Media Good Guy. Despite a difficult season, Cam always showed accountability and took reporters' questions in stride. There was rarely a Cam press conference or Patriots Monday on WEEI without a gem or hilarious quote.
So safe to say you still get the butterflies, especially before this one?
I don't get butterflies, I give them.
Do you have a nickname for Bill, Cam?
Dollar Bill, y'all.
Ah, that's a good one right there.
Feeling so 2021.
That's a good thing, I guess, right?
Hey, it can't be any worse than 2020, your boy. You did.
In a season where the only interactions came over the phone or on a WebEx call, it could be more difficult to do your job as a reporter. Even more so than a normal year, the New England reporters appreciated Cam's candor.
You know, it is what it is, but you guys have been good to me, and I just appreciate that. And Merry Christmas to you guys from the Boogie household, and Happy New Year's to you guys, man. I wish I could get hats for all y'all.
Finally, the day after NFL honors, Super Bowl Sunday, the Patriots honored frontline heroes who have worked tirelessly throughout the pandemic with the trip of a lifetime. The Kraft family invited 76 healthcare workers from all six New England states on an all-expense-paid trip to Super Bowl 55, including round-trip travel on the Patriots team plane. The mission of this trip was twofold: to recognize and thank a representative group of countless healthcare superheroes in New England, and to celebrate and spread the important message of getting vaccinated. It was a full circle moment. Back in April, the Kraft family plane, or aircraft, made a trip to China to pick up PPE for healthcare workers in Massachusetts and New York. 10 months later, that same plane brought vaccinated healthcare workers to the Super Bowl. Ultimately, these New England fans saw a couple of former Patriots win another Lombardi Trophy, attend their first Super Bowl, and for some, it was even their first time on a plane.
I was on speakerphone with all of like the nursing administration, my chief nursing officer, my boss, the head of human resources. I was like, oh no, what did I do? And they told me about what the Patriots have done, and they said that they had chosen me to to go. So instantly I started crying, bawling my eyes out, because I love football so much. So this is like an opportunity of a lifetime.
Even as these healthcare workers were being told about this trip, for many, their first thought was about their work and their patients.
Puts a lot of hope into us. It validates the reason why I became a nurse, and everything that we've gone through. It's been very hard working with our elders and just seeing their devastation, not being able to be with their families. So this just validates, you know, there are better things coming, and getting vaccinated. The vaccination is so important for everyone to do that, so that we can just get past this and have an end to COVID.
It's been a difficult year since the pandemic began, and no one knows that more than those on the front lines. The trip on Super Bowl Sunday was just a small way for the organization to say thank you. Well, the 2020 NFL season is officially behind us. We'll have more episodes for you in the coming weeks, but I didn't want to let us slide into football hiatus without recognizing these moments. As always, thank you for listening. You can email me with questions or comments at lifestyle@patriots.com. Until next time. Hey, it's Angelique of patriots.com. Like what you heard? Then hit the subscribe button and leave us a comment or a review. Be sure to check out patriots.com for other great shows and content. See you later!